Pedro Gonzalez. So go ahead. I'm on scene at 108 South 17th. We've got light smoke showing from a single-story commercial building. Working fire, make it a regular alarm. Engine 1 upon arrival, let's see if we can get in. Let's see if there's an FTC in the back before we do anything here. That's right. I'll be establishing the 17th Street command.
Well, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Justifiably Proud Productions. I am your humble host, Jim Farrell. Today is September 24th, 2023. Beautiful day here in South Texas. And without further ado, I'd like to get the introductions out of the way because somebody's whining back here. But I got Dolly here with me. Dolly, you want to say hi? You want to say hello? Yeah. She always wants to be the first one on the show to let everybody know she's there. But anyway, I hope everybody's doing well today. Like I said, it's a beautiful day here in South Texas, and I didn't really have a plan for this week. Didn't have anything come to mind that I thought that would be worthy of talking about. But then it hit me this morning when Diane and I were having breakfast. So I got something interesting this week. You know, I've been dabbling in AI and learning about it. And you know, when the internet first came out in the, I guess it was early 90s, but we really weren't using it until, you know, I like to joke that when we were kids and everybody else was getting Nintendos, my family was barely getting Atari, you know, but that's the way I see it. I don't know if that's actually accurate or not. But so mid-90s, the internet was really rocking and rolling, and I was blind to the availability of it to be a useful tool. I saw so much negativity about it, and so much, you know, there was chat rooms and there was online dating, and there's just a lot of non-traditional stuff that started once the internet really got rocking and rolling. And I remember being with a friend talking about it, and the individual mentioned to me, like, hey, it's just another tool. You know, it's another tool to help do things, you know. In other words, be a little bit more open-minded to it. So as here we are in 2023 and artificial intelligence has come out, you know, because if you look back, there was a lot of economic opportunity when the internet first got going that people don't even realize. I mean, look at Amazon, all that kind of stuff. Just a lot of opportunity. And in watching different people on YouTube and listening to different podcasts and stuff, I really, you know, for some reason, it seems like, I don't know if this is very similar to how some of you see it, but I've really, you know, it's almost like it took me a long time to really mature and be open-minded to some of the things that that go on in this world. And I'm grateful for that, but it kind of sucks that it took me to middle age to realize, you know, what I had missed by being closed-minded. And so when it comes to artificial intelligence, I'm just dabbling in it, and I understand that there's ways where it could maybe get out of the box and hurt the human race. But in many aspects, I think if we embrace it and learn about it, I think it'll be helpful to some extent. I know that, I'm assuming that the self-checkout is very similar to the initial stages of what artificial intelligence is. And I haven't been a fan of that, and I know that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Quick example, you know, I remember my first phone number as a kid, you know, 47 years ago, was 842-0087. And as an adult, once cell phones came out, I don't remember any of my adult landline phone numbers, you know? And so there may or may not be some problems with that by exercising our ability to remember stuff, you know? Anyway, that's just a little bit. I get that everything that changes in the world causes some kind of stress on something else. And so I'm just learning to play with this stuff and dabble in it and see how maybe it can be helpful. So my cousin Nick, when I'm in St. Louis last week visiting family, he talks to me and he tells me we're talking about different stuff. And he mentions that he read an article, and I'm probably going to mess this up, but I believe he said that there was an article about a song. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick here. Somebody used artificial intelligence to write a song that was, it would be inspired by, I think it was Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain, if they were alive today. Let's see if I can find it. And I didn't think about it at the time, but it really intrigued me the more I thought about it. Let's see here, how they used AI to write a new song by Jimi Hendrix and Nirvana. So this was apparently made a while back, and there's several videos, it appears, on some social media outlets. But yeah, so somebody took AI and said, hey, write me a song. I'm paraphrasing here, but somebody said, write me a song. If Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain were together in a room, write me a song lyrics and how it would be published. And so I didn't think much of it until this morning. We're at breakfast and I'm like, holy cow, you know, I'm keeping up to date with current events in the nation and around the world. And I don't pretend to know all of it, but I know I'm listening to a lot of interesting stuff. And I'm seeing both sides of it, I'm seeing both sides of every story. And, you know, no matter who has been in office, I try my best to respect the office for that they serve. And so, you know, we got this presidential election coming up, and we got some people running. A lot of great people running. But I used AI to say, hey, if President John F. Kennedy was elected today to a second term, what would his inaugural address sound like? And I got some really interesting stuff here. I mean, I did it a few times. I asked it a different way. Let me tell you what I did. Let me tell you the different ways that I asked AI to write this for me. So the first thing I did, I was so excited. I came home before church and I typed in, I would like for you to produce a presidential inaugural speech as if former United States President John F. Kennedy was elected for president in 2024. Please have the speech address current events such as the war in Ukraine, the U.S. border crisis, social justice, as well as how the current status of the U.S. economy will be addressed. Include a discussion of the current ongoing strikes by the United Auto Workers and Entertainers. Right, so that was kind of like, okay, well, you're basically not. I guess what I kind of took from that is that it didn't really pull the spirit or the essence of John F. Kennedy. It gave me a nice speech, but so I went further and I put put a couple other changes, and then I put next one I did, I put create this utilizing the leadership views, beliefs, and dreams for our nation from John F. Kennedy. Include God, the American dream, and the American spirit. And then I also listed the issues that I wanted addressed. So I got a lot more of the it was a more detailed speech, right? Finally, I just ended with this one. I did a couple more, and then I think this was actually the best one. I just typed in very simply, what might President John F. Kennedy's inaugural address sound like today if he were elected president in 2024? And so when I did this, I went back and I looked at the original inaugural speech from 1961, and I've heard several pieces of it, but as I read it, first of all, it was very, very to the point, very, wouldn't say brief, but it's just impactful, just, you know. And so as I'm pulling this thing that I'm going to read you here in a little bit, I'm thinking, man, there's a lot of difference between the way that speech was written back then and now, and I'm wondering is it because this is the way we communicate now? Is this the way we talk? Is this the way we, you know, it just sounded different. This sounds more politically correct. It still is impactful, in my opinion. I think it still hits the heart. But if you look at the speech written back then, you can tell, like, this was not, you know, this was from the heart. Hey, we're ready to rock and roll here. And so I found it interesting. But so I'm going to chalk it up to, it's not just that AI is a computer telling you, it's the fact that this is how we communicate now using words, you know, 62 years later. You know, I think that the context of words and speeches have probably changed. So I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to read this. I'm going to pop this up. So I had to do a couple things throughout this. I had to ask, you know, at first it spit out like maybe a 200-word speech. And then it was like, okay, do, you know, give me 1,000 words. I never was able to get 1,000 words. I was able to get about 860. There was some stuff that was typical, you know, of his original speech that was added, which I thought was kind of, it was nice, but it's like, okay, this is just me at my opinion. I still think this is great, but it's like, okay, you're regurgitating what he said. I want to know what you think President Kennedy would think about the way the world is today. So let me do this. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow Americans, today as I stand before you, I am deeply honored and humbled to address this great nation as your president. It is with a profound sense of responsibility that I take on this role, carrying forward the legacy of leadership that this country holds dear. In the spirit of my first presidency, I wish to address the challenges of our time and the bright future that beckons us, guided by our core values and beliefs. Today's world is fraught with uncertainty and turmoil, much like the early 1960s during my first term as president. The spirit of unity that defined my presidency in the early 1960s remains as crucial as ever. Our nation faces internal divisions and partisan rancor, but we must remember that we are one nation, indivisible. We must strive for a new era of cooperation, one where we put the needs of our country above political ideologies and party loyalties. Across the globe in Ukraine, brave people are fighting for their right to self-determination and freedom. In their struggle, we see a reflection of our own journey towards independence. We understand the importance of collective security and will work tirelessly with our allies to ensure peace and stability in the region. Closer to home, we confront a challenge that has tested the values of compassion, fairness, and the rule of law, the crisis at our southern border. Immigration has always been a complex issue, but it is one that defines the very essence of our nation. We must address this issue with the empathy and respect that has been a hallmark of American leadership. While we secure our borders, we will also work to reform our immigration system, providing a pathway to citizenship for those who seek a better life on our shores. In our quest for social justice, we must confront the lingering shadows of systemic racism. The Black Lives Matter movement has brought to light the injustices faced by African Americans. Just as I championed civil rights legislation in the 1960s, I pledged to continue the fight for racial equality. We must ensure that every American, regardless of their background, is treated with dignity, respect, and equality under the law. In doing so, we will honor the vision of a just and harmonious America. Additionally, in the pursuit of social challenges, we must seek understanding and common ground, respecting the diverse perspectives that make our nation vibrant and strong. Our economic well-being has always been a key pillar of American prosperity. Today, we face economic challenges that demand innovative solutions. The challenges posed by climate change are undeniable. We will recommit to international agreements and work to reduce our carbon footprint, protect our natural environment, and invest in clean energy solutions. Our commitment to future generations is unwavering. The strikes by the United Auto Workers remind us of the importance of fair wages, safe working conditions, and the protection of workers' rights. We will work closely with labor unions and industry to find common ground and ensure the welfare of our workforce. The entertainment industry, too, plays a pivotal role in our culture and identity. We must support the growth and stability of this industry, fostering an environment where artists and creators can flourish. Just as I recognize the significance of the arts during my first term, we must continue to champion the arts as a reflection of our national soul. In this age of division, we must remember the words I uttered so many moons ago. Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Our strength as a nation lies in our unity, in our ability to come together and tackle the challenges of our time. We must bridge the divides that have separated us and find common ground to address the pressing issues before us. My fellow Americans, the American dream is not just a concept. It is the very essence of who we are as a nation. It is the belief that through hard work, determination, and unwavering hope, we can build a better future for ourselves and our children. It is the dream that has driven generations of Americans to overcome adversity and achieve greatness. The American spirit is our enduring resilience, our boundless optimism, and our relentless pursuit of a more perfect union. It is the spirit that propelled us to the moon, that led us to break down the barriers of segregation, and that drives us to confront the challenges of our time. As we embark on this journey together, please remember these words. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Each of us has a role to play in shaping the future of this nation, in preserving the American dream, and in upholding the American spirit. In closing, I want to invoke the guidance of a higher power. Our nation was founded on the belief in God-given rights and liberties. It is in this faith that we find the strength to face the challenges before us and the wisdom to make the right choices for our nation and the world. May God bless the United States of America, and may we continue to be a shining example of freedom, justice, and hope for all. Thank you, and God bless you all. So I get that that's computer written. I get it. But it's like, man, the computer gets it, you know? Why can't we get it? Treat people with respect, you know? Like, organize peace. Like, you know, having been through some processes throughout my life, like, there's a solution to everything. The auto workers, the Ukraine, you know, the European challenges, the economy, like, who's going to get involved and get involved? And I just thought this was really incredible. I've been excited about it all day. I've taken a break from it here and there to watch some football and stuff. And it's like, yeah, like, you know, we've been down this road before. When Kennedy was president, they had the Cuban Missile Crisis. They had segregation. My folks would tell me about how, you know, they had restrooms for people that look different, you know? It'd be like having a restroom. I'm Irish. It'd be like having a restroom. All the Irish, you go to the restroom over here. All the Germans, you go to the restroom over here. Like, how ridiculous is that? We've been down this road. This has already been addressed. Like, and I thought this was so cool to be able to kind of at least take a look and see, you know, what President Kennedy might say about the challenges we face today. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Justifiably Proud Productions. I really thank everybody who tunes in and listens in and This week was the first time Diana said, "What are you going to pod this week?" Like, wait, what? Like, now you're listening to my show after a year or two. But if you're afraid of AI, check it out. You know, if you've ever wanted to write a story, write a book, write a play, check it out. You know, if you've ever wanted to tell a story, but tell it in a better way, check it out. You know, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. And I get there's going to be some consequences to this if we do not learn how to use it appropriately. It's kind of like people say YouTube's the closest thing we have to going back in time. You know, this is pretty impressive what I pulled here today. So I hope everybody has a great week this week. Dolly and I are pulling for everybody to have a great week. So we'll catch you next time. I'm heading up to go inspect a new fire truck for my fire department this week, and I'm looking forward to that. We're taking some firefighters who haven't had that experience, so it should be a really incredible week, at least to see what their impression is. So have a great week, everybody. Take care, and we'll see you next time on Justifiably Proud Productions.